Welcome to Good TV. Welcome to our series, which is on sonship and identity.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台。我们这一次的系列要谈到的是儿子和身份。
Today's teaching is about developing intimacy with Father God.
今天我们这一堂要谈的是如何与父神建立亲密关系。
I want to have a look in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15.
我们一起来看罗马书第八章十五节。
Romans 8 and verse 15.
罗马书第八章十五节。
It's such a wonderful scripture.
是非常棒的一节经文。
It said, For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the spirit himself bears witness with our spirits, we are the children of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So in the scripture, the Bible tells us that God did not give us a demonic spirit of fear.
所以从经文很清楚看到，神所给我们的不是一个邪灵恐惧的心。
Fear does not come from God.
所以恐惧绝对不来自于神。
God does not want us to live in fear.
神不要我们活在恐惧里。
He desires to show us his love.
他希望向我们显明他的爱。
He desires to be intimate with us.
他也希望和我们有亲密关系。
When he created man,
当他创造人,
he created us for intimacy with himself.
一开始就是要我们和他有亲密关系。
And so when the Spirit of God enters our life,
所以当神的灵进入我们生命,
it bears witness to a unique relationship we have with our God.
就在我们里面给我们一个印证和感动, 知道说我们和天父可以有亲密关系。
He's not distant, not remote.
让我们知道他不是远在天边。
He is personal, he is near.
而知道他是一个非常个人，很靠近我们的。
We have the privilege to be able to call God Father.
而且我们享有一个特权，能够称这位神是我们的父。
And the Spirit of God confirms in our heart.
所以神的灵在我们里面给我们一个印证。
This is who we are.
就是让我们知道我们是谁。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
I belong to the greatest royal family.
我属于这个最伟大、最尊贵的家庭。
Eternal God in heaven is my Father.
那这一个永恒存在的神就是我的父亲。
What a great privilege we have.
这是极大的特权。
That we can have such a relationship with God.
能够跟这样的一位神有亲密关系。
That we can call him our Father.
而且称他是我们的父。
This is so unique to Christianity.
这个就是在基督教非常独特的部分。
So the Holy Spirit wants us to have intimate relationship with God.
所以圣灵希望我们和神建立亲密关系。
To be intimate, to be personal with him.
要真的有建立个人亲密关系。
So what do we mean when we use the word intimate?
所以当我们讲到亲密，这是什么意思？
The word intimate describes something very personal.
这个亲密讲的是非常个人的。
It describes something very private.
非常隐私的。
It's about sharing your inward life.
是分享你个人内心的东西。
To be intimate means that you are deeply connected to someone.
所谓的亲密就是和一个人有亲密的连结。
Intimacy comes when we share our heart.
那也代表你要敞开你的心。
We share our deepest feelings.
分享我们内心深处的感觉。
We share our deepest struggles.
分享内心深处的矛盾。
We share our deepest pains.
还有我们最深处的痛苦。
We share our deepest longings.
最深处的渴望。
When we start to share at that kind of level,
当我们是从那样的一个层次来分享,
we are developing intimacy or connectedness with someone.
就会跟一个人建立一个很亲密的连结。
There's a sense of bonding starts to come as we share our heart with someone.
在这个当中跟另外一个人两造之间就有一个很亲密的连结。
You'll notice in a conversation with a person,
你可以从跟一个人来对谈就了解。
If they move past facts and information,
如果有人他们能够超越所听到的资讯或者是事实,
they begin to talk about what really concerns them,
而且开始是分享他们内心最关心的。
Then there's a sense of connection to them.
那你就会发现里面有一种更深的连结。
If you begin to talk with people,
如果你开始跟人交谈
and you show an understanding and a loving heart,
然后去让他们了解你理解你谅解
you show an interest in knowing them,
让他们晓得就是你有兴趣认识他们
it's quite surprising how people will open up and share the deepest things of their life.
一定会很惊讶地发现对方一定会回应然后敞开他们内心
there is a longing in our heart for intimacy.
就是你会发现他们心里面很渴望要有亲密关系
to become deeply connected.
很希望更深的跟人连接
To feel someone sees who we are
然后能够感受到别人 知道我们是谁，
and that we can share life with someone，
以至于我们也可以把生命跟别人分享。
So intimacy is like a two-way communication，
所以亲密关系一定是双方共同的互相分享。
It is a sense of closeness and bonding that comes，
里面有一个很亲密的一个连结。
When the deepest parts of our heart are shared with one another，
在我们内心有更多的一些的分享。
So in a marriage, this is symbolized through sexual intercourse.
那如果是在婚姻里头，你就可以看到透过性关系产生。
This is a deep form of intimacy.
这是一个另外一种不同很深的层次的亲密。
More than just physical, this is to be emotional and the deep connecting of two people.
我们看到的不应该是只有身体上面的结合，而是看到是两个人在感情部分的连接。
So God has designed us for this.
所以神一创造我们就是为这个目的。
When God created man,
当神创造人，
He made us in His image and likeness.
按照他的形象样式造人。
So we are a spirit being.
所以我们是有灵。
God is a spirit being.
神是灵。
He's the father of all spirits.
而他是所有灵的父亲。
And we are a spirit being living in a body.
而我们是有灵的活体，然后住在一个身体里。
And we have a soul, a mind, will, and emotions that we can process information from our spirit and from the physical world.
同时我们有思想、意志、情感，好让我们能够去消化、去吸收整个世界所发生的这些资讯。
In life, we long for friendships and relationships.
在生活当中，你会发现我们很自然的就希望有建立友情。
We long for connection.
我们也希望和人连结有关系。
But this needs to be face to face.
但是这种通常是要面对面的。
So the very expression, the presence of God.
所以神同在的一种彰显。
Literally means the face of God.
它代表的就是神的面。
God longs for intimacy with us.
所以代表神希望跟我们有亲密关系。
The problems with intimacy began long time ago in the Garden of Eden.
那这一个亲密关系一开始出的问题就在伊甸园。
Every day God would meet with man and they would fellowship together.
一开始神他每一天都会与人相见，跟他们交谈。
But when man sinned,
可是当人犯罪，
it tells us in Genesis 3 verse 10,
在这个创世纪三章十节，
that they covered themselves with fig leaves,
他就讲到人用无花果树叶遮蔽自己，
they hid from the presence of God,
然后开始躲避神的面。
But God's heart is still for intimacy.
可是神仍然表达出他渴望亲密关系。
So it's interesting when you see how God speaks with man.
所以当你看到神对人说话，你会很惊讶的发现。
His first question, Adam, where are you?
他第一句就是问亚当你在哪里。
It's not that he doesn't know where Adam is.
并不是说神不知道他躲在哪里。
It's a question about relationship.
他的那个问题指的是在关系的当中。
Where are you?
在这个关系里你在哪边。
Every day I meet you to interact with you and to engage you.
神在表达每一天我都希望你来跟我相遇，跟我交谈。
What has happened? Where are you?
现在发生什么事？你在哪里？
So God's desire from the beginning has been an intimate personal relationship.
所以从一开始神他就希望和我们有亲密关系。
From spirit to spirit.
灵和灵的连结。
The deepest parts of our lives being exposed and open to Him.
是让我们内心最深处的地方完全向他敞开。
The consequence of the fall is that guilt and shame and fear has caused us to conceal who we are.
但是人的坠落就引起的后果就是让我们完全遮蔽自己。
And to experience deep loneliness.
然后开始经历到极深的孤单寂寞。
But God desires to restore us again to intimacy.
但是神仍然希望和我们有亲密关系。
So we're designed for this.
所以你要知道我们受造的目的就是这个。Let me read you a scripture. 我们来看一节经文。
In John chapter 17.
在约翰福音十七章。
Some of these scriptures we've seen before, but it's great to go back over them again.
有一些经文是我们这个系列不断重复的，但是我们仍然需要一再的读。
In verse 3,
在第三节，
This is eternal life,
这个主耶稣说这就是永生。
That they know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
而是他们能够认识你是独一真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
So it says the eternal life.
所以他这边讲永生。
The life that is lasting, the life that's a God life.
一个属神的永恒的生命。
Comes out of knowing Father.
来自于认识这位神是父亲。
And the word used there is the word of deepest intimacy.
那这个认识它原文的意思是代表亲密关系。
It's an experiential knowledge.
而且不是一个知识而已，是一个经历。
So life comes out of relationship.
换句话说，生命来自于这样的关系。
And God is seeking that relationship.
所以神一直在寻找这样的关系。
When Jesus spoke to a broken woman by the well of Jacob.
当我们知道这个主耶稣，他对于在井旁的妇人在讲话。
She was a very broken woman.
她是一个非常破碎的一个女人。
Five failed marriages.
她这个婚姻的有五次都失败。
Her life broken and rejected.
所以她一直经历到拒绝和破碎。
And Jesus revealed to her.
所以主耶稣向她显明。
The Father is seeking worshippers who worship Him in spirit, the deepest part of the being.And in truth,
就告诉他说，这个父神他在寻找的是人用灵和诚实敬拜他。
God is seeking for people who'll be intimate with Him.
所以神在寻找有人愿意跟他有亲密关系。
The deepest need of our heart is for intimacy.
然后我们灵里面最深的需求也就是亲密关系。
And if we don't find intimacy with God,
所以我们如果没有找不到没有和神建立亲密关系
，we will bond and attach to substitutes.
就会从其他的物品来替代。
Which don't bring life to us.
但那些不会给我们生命
They cause many problems.
反而带来很多问题
So God desires intimacy with us.
所以我们要记住，神要和我们有亲密关系
When we look at the life of Jesus Christ,
我们如果来看耶稣基督的生平
One of the things that very evident in Jesus' life,
在他一生当中很明显的一件事
is that he was intimate with the Father.
就是他和父神有很亲密关系
This was the foundation for his life and for his success.
这也就是耶稣他一生还有他成功的一个原因
Intimacy with his Father comes about through prayer.
所以他跟父神建立亲密关系，一个方式是借由祷告。
It's by prayer Jesus gained access to God the Father.
耶稣也是一样，借由祷告，他不断到神的面前。
By prayer, the resources of the Father were manifest through his life and ministry.
借由祷告，他不断的从父神那边领受到各样的资源来服侍。
So prayer and intimacy with his Father.
所以祷告与父神建立亲密关系
was the key that released the life of God into the earth.
就是耶稣他能够在这地上释放神生命的。
And it's always been that way.
而且一直都是如此。
That's why the first commandment comes before the Great Commission.
这就是为什么在所有的诫命当中最大的一条就是、这个、
The Great Commandment.
最大的诫命。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and mind and strength.
就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Can you see that includes every part of you?
所以你可不可以看到，就包含你整个人的每一部分
？And love your neighbor as yourself.
所以，然后第二个诫命就是爱人如己。
So the Great Commission.
所以一个最伟大的诫命。
Loving God with all our heart. The Great Commandment.
我们讲说最大的诫命。
Loving God with all our heart.
就是要全心爱神。
Forms the foundation for the Great Commission.
这就会成为我们一个最大使命的一个根基。
Reaching people with the love of God.
就能够用神的爱去来接触人。
So let me read a couple of scriptures for you.
我们再来看几段的经文。
In John chapter 1.
在约翰福音的第一章。
John, the Gospel of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章
And we find in verse 18,
在十八节
In verse 18,
第十八节
It says, no one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人看见神
No one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人看见神
But the only begotten Son that is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him or made him known.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来
So you notice here it says that Jesus Christ was in the bosom of the Father.
是在父的怀里头。
That's a term that describes deep intimacy.
这样的一个用词就是讲到很深的亲密。
The bosom is the heart.
这个怀里就是心。
It's referring to this area of the body.
就是代表你，这是你的身体的这一个部分。
It's referring to a deep closeness, a deep connection.
所以这个部分来表现出来的是一个最深的一种亲密。
So Jesus was able to reveal God as the Father.
所以他就讲到耶稣他能够表明他的父。
Because of a deep, intimate knowing of him.
而是他从很最深的地方能够认识他的父。
Experiential relationship with him.
那是一种经验上面的一种这个关系。
We see this in a number of different scriptures.
在其他的部分我们其他经文也看到。
We find, for example, in Mark chapter 14.
比方说在马可福音的第十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
马可福音的第十四章。
And we read there in verse 36.
三十六节
And Jesus is in the garden just before his death.
这是耶稣他在客西马尼园
And he cries this way.
他就这么的呼喊
Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.
他说阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
So you notice in Jesus' greatest need.
所以你看到耶稣他最大的一个需要
，He pours out his heart to his Father.
他就把这个需要就是向神来表明。
Abba, Father.
他就说父啊，阿爸父啊。
He's been intimate with his father.
这是他和父一直都很亲密。
And pouring out and expressing his need for strength for the challenge that lay ahead.
然后这个时候，他因为他所即将要面对的一个困难，他开始向他的父来表明。
When we look at Jesus' life and ministry,
当我们看到耶稣他在事工上
，we find it was undergirded by prayer and intimacy with the Father.
我们就可以看到他一直都是靠着祷告，还有和父神的亲密关系来面对。
For example, Luke chapter 6 verse 12.
比方说在路加福音的第六章第十二节。
It came to pass in those days he went out to a mountain to pray, and he continued in prayer all night.
讲到那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
So Jesus' life was filled with prayer.
所以耶稣一生都是用祷告来充满。
Prayer is communicating with God.
所谓祷告就是和神交通。
Prayer is becoming intimate with God.
所以祷告就是和神有亲密关系。
The first purpose of prayer
祷告的第一个目的
is intimacy with the Father.
就是和父建立亲密关系。
So if we want to become intimate with Father,
所以如果真的要和父建立亲密关系
we will need to build a life of prayer.
你一定要养成一个祷告的生命。
We will need to learn how to pray.
你要学会如何祷告。
That's why the disciples came to Jesus.
这就是为什么门徒来找耶稣。
And said, Lord, teach us to pray.
说夫子啊，请你教我们如何祷告。
We want to learn how to pray.
我们想要学会如何祷告。
And why did they ask that?
为什么他们这么问？
Because they saw his life favored and blessed by God.
因为他们看到耶稣的生命充满了神的祝福。
And it was evident that prayer was the source of this flow of power and life from the Father.
而且他们甚至看出来，这是因为耶稣把他的生命都建造在和父有一个亲密的祷告生命。
In John chapter 5 and verse 19 and 20,
约翰福音的第十二章
Jesus said, I do the things I see my Father doing.
耶稣他很清楚地讲到说我所做的事情是我看到我的父在做
For the Father loves the Son.
那是因为父爱子
And reveals or shows him all the things he's doing.
并且向子来显明所有他要做的事情。
So you notice in that statement,
所以我们从他那一句话
there is a deep intimacy between Jesus and his father.
很明显看到耶稣和父之间的亲密关系。
He said his life, his ministry, what he does,
他就说他的整个事工
comes out of his relationship, what he sees and perceives the father doing.
完全来自于他看到他的父要做什么他才去做的。
So Jesus' life was not subject to the influence of people.
所以耶稣不是他的事工不是基于他看到人们的需求或要求
It was submitted to his father daily in prayer.
而是他每一天把他自己交托在父神的手中
And we'll look at that a little bit later in this study.
这个部分我们晚一点再来探讨
Now here's something that's really interesting.
让我们来看有一个地方很有意思
Jesus prayed that we would experience the kind of relationship with the father that he had.
就是耶稣他为我们祷告我们也能够和他一样和父有这么亲密的关系
I want to read with youa passage in John chapter 12.
我们来看约翰福音第十二章。
This is a verse we saw in the last study.
这是在上一堂课我们谈到的。
In John 12,
约翰福音十二章。
And verse 26.
第二十六节。
If any man serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. And if anyone serves me, him will my Father honor.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
So remember, I spoke in the last study how unusual the order of that seems.
上一堂课我有谈到说这一句话你仔细看次序有一点奇怪。
When I first looked at it, it seemed, well, if you follow Jesus, then you serve him.
我一开始在看的时候，我会认为说我如果是要这个服侍他，我就跟从他。
But he says, if you serve me, then you must follow me.
他的意思却是说，如果你真的是要服侍我，你要先跟从我。
In other words, if we wish to make an impact with for Jesus.
换句话说，如果我们想为了耶稣能够产生影响力
If we wish to impact the world around us,
如果我们想要影响身边的环境
If we wish to serve the Lord,
如果我们想要服侍神
We need first to follow him.
首先应该是先跟从他
What does that mean?
跟从是什么意思
It means literally to walk in the same path.
那个跟从就是完全走在同样一条道路上
To accompany someone in a journey.
是跟一个人走在同一条路上
Or to walk as they did.
或者是按照他们的方式来走。
So we're told to be imitators of Christ.
换句话说，我们就要来效法耶稣。
So to follow him means
所以跟从他的意思是
that I take on his teaching and his lifestyle.
是 不仅是接受他的教导，还有他的生活方式。
In other words, I let the Spirit of God work in my life.
换句话说，让圣灵在我里面工作。
I value what Jesus valued.
然后我看重耶稣所看重的。
I do what Jesus did.
我按照耶稣所做的去做。
So Jesus said, if any man serves me,
所以耶稣他说，任何想要服侍我的人，
then copy my lifestyle.
你就应该效法我的生活方式。
And of course, his lifestyle is a lifestyle of prayer.
那他的生活方式显然就是祷告生活。
And then he said, where I am, there will my servant be also.
所以他又讲说，我在哪里，那么服侍我的仆人就应该也在那里。
What could he mean by that?
那这是什么意思？
Where I am, he's standing right with them.
你是想说，耶稣一直都跟群众在一起。
What he's referring to is his relationship with his father.
但是他其实讲到的是他和父亲的关系。
He's saying, if you serve me,
他说，如果你要服侍我，
then you must embrace my lifestyle.
那你一定要完全接受我的生活方式。
A lifestyle with a foundation of prayer and intimacy.
那这样的一个生活方式就是以祷告还有亲密关系为根基。
And then the relationship I have with my father,
我和我父的关系，
you will have that relationship also. And my father will honor you. He will do for you what he's done for me. What an amazing prophecy.
It's
something like it Jesus repeats in his final prayer in John 17.
后来我们在这个约翰福音的第十七章的耶稣他最后的祷告也同样看到。
Notice what he says in verse 26.
这是在26节。
I have declared to them your name.
他说，我已将你的名指示他们。
I have revealed what you are like.
而且我已经把你是什么样子指示给他们看。
And I will continue to do that.
而且我要继续这么做。
And here's the reason.
为什么？
So that the love that you have for me,
好让你所爱我的那个爱，
may be in them.
也能够在他们里面。
So you see Jesus' prayer.
所以你看到耶稣的祷告。
His prayer that we will become one with his Father in the same way he was one.
他的祷告就是我们能够和他一样，和父是完全合一的。
Jesus spoke out, he said, I and the Father are one.
耶稣他就讲他和父是合一的。
If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
你们看到我就等于看到父。
In other words, there was a unity in their lives.
换句话说，他和父是完全合一的。
And they were so united,
他们是如此的合一，
that the life of God flowed through Jesus as if it came directly from the Father.
以至于整个父的生命透过耶稣涌流出来，就如同父亲自彰显。
And the source of this was personal prayer.
那这个也透过耶稣个人的祷告显明。
Jesus' life of intimacy with his Father.
显明出耶稣和父之间亲密的关系。
And the desire of God,
那他的这个神的渴望，
is to conform us to become like Jesus Christ.
就是要我们能够完全像耶稣。
So we also will become people of prayer.
让我们也成为一个祷告的人。
People of intimacy with God.
能够成为一个和父有亲密关系的人。
Jesus said concerning the church of his day,
所以耶稣他在当时候讲到教会。
He quoted from the Old Testament,
他是引用了旧约。
My house should be a house of prayer for all nations.
他说我的殿就应该是一个成为万国祷告的殿。
But you have made it something else.
但是你
You've made it a den of thieves.
你们让它变成是一个像小偷一样的店。
So he was rebuking the church of his day.
所以他是在斥责当时候他那个年代的教会。
Rebuking the leadership.
在斥责他当时候的领袖。
Because they had changed the church.
因为他们改变了整个教会。
It no longer reflected what God had in mind.
已经没有办法再反照出整个神的一个样子。
So Jesus said it again.
所以耶稣他再说一次，
My house shall be called a house of prayer of all nations.
他就说我的殿应该成为万国祷告的殿。
It'll be a place of intimacy with my Father.
应该成为与父有亲密关系的殿。
It'll be a place of the presence of God.
应该成为有神同在的殿。
It'll be a place which is a gateway between heaven and earth.
应该成为一个天堂可以打开的地方。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约，
when Jacob was running,
当雅各正在逃亡，
he had an encounter with God.
他经历到神。
He called, this is Bethel, the house of God.
他说， 哦， 这个地方伯特利就是什么？就是有神存在的。
It is the gateway of heaven.
是因为天打开了。
So as people who are filled with the Spirit,
当我们说我们是一个被圣灵充满的人，
individually we're the house of God,
那我们个人就是一个神的殿，
corporately we're the house of God,
然后在一起的时候也是神的殿，
but we're also the gate of heaven,
但我们所以我们自己要成为天堂打开的地方，
we're the place where heaven meets earth,
就是让天和地能够相遇，
because God has established that his life will flow through prayer,
因为神他就可以借我们的祷告的生活， 然后透过我们涌流出来。
God has delegated to us,
神已经分派给我们，
the responsibility,
the privilege, 还有这样特权，
of representing him,
代表他，
and of being the channel through which his life enters the earth.
也成为他生命能够流永留在地上的一个管道。
People sometimes think like this.
很多人会这么想。
Well, if God is all powerful, he could do anything.
神既然这么伟大，他可以什么都做。
But they don't realize that yes, God is all powerful.
他们不明白的是，神是全能的。
But he has limited himself to work in the earth through men.
但是他却限制自己要透过地上的人来彰显他的工作。
So because God has delegated responsibility to men.
那因为神已经把责任交给人。
He won't bypass us to do things without our involvement.
所以他绝对不会就是越过我们，然后跳过我们自己亲手来做。
That involvement is called prayer.
那这一个他就是要透过我们的祷告才来做事。
When we pray,
当我们祷告
we reach out to become intimate with Father.
我们就等于是向来靠近神。
To come to know Him.
认识他。
To be familiar with His character, His heart, His desires.
更熟悉他的属性，他所关心的事情。
To hear from Him.
然后听他的声音。
And to stand as a priest and an intercessor.
然后也成为一个祭司和代祷者。
To call His power to manifest in the earth.
来释放出他的能力彰显在地上。
If we want to be sons of the living God.
如果我们真的要成为真神的儿女。
We want to grow in the things of God.
要在神的事物上长大成熟。
We want our life to have an impact.
让我们的生命是有影响力。
We need to become men and women of prayer.
就应该成为祷告的人。
Men and women who are intimate with Father.
一个与父神亲密关系的人。
In the same way Jesus was.
就像耶稣一样。
When we return, I'm going to share some keys on how you can do this in your personal life.
我们休息一会，回来会再继续谈你有哪一些方法可以做。
Don't forget to join us for the second part of this program.
所以不要走开，回来继续收看。
Welcome to Good TV and welcome to our today's teaching. And that teaching is about developing intimacy with God as Father.
欢迎大家收看今天好消息电视台这个节目。我们今天要探讨的是和神建立亲密关系。
I'm so glad you're with us. We want to share practical keys on how you can develop intimacy with God as your Father.
很高兴大家继续来收看，因为我们要继续探讨如何和我们的父神建立亲密关系。
When we receive the Spirit of God into our life,
当我们接受神的灵到我们生命里
，through faith in Jesus Christ,
当然是透过相信耶稣基督。
We read in Romans 8, the Spirit of God in our heart.Reveals that we are children of God.
我们上一堂有谈到，借由这个神的灵就在我们里边同证，我们是神的儿女。
If the Spirit of God is not in your heart,
如果神的灵不在你里面
you're not a child of God.
你就不是神的儿女。
All children of God have the privilege of access to their Father.
凡是神的儿女都有这个特权，能够到神的面前。
So we have access to God as our Father by the Spirit He placed within us.
所以借由他放在我们里面的神的灵，我们今天就能够到父的面前。
Our communion with God is Spirit to Spirit.
我们和神之间的这个交通团契是灵和灵。
He puts His Spirit in our heart.
他把他的灵放在我们里面。
We are able to be led by His Spirit.
我们就能够借由圣灵的引导
，The Spirit helps us to pray.
他的灵会教导我们祷告
，and enables us to be intimate with God.
并且给我们能力和父建立亲密关系。
So I want to talk about some practical keys.
所以接下来我们要谈的是一些很实际的一些步骤。
Firstly, our heart attitude.
第一个是我们的心态。
If we're going to build a relationship,
如果我们要建立关系
，there are some foundations which are important.
那有一些根基很重要。
Number one, hunger.
第一个渴慕。
Hunger.
渴慕
That's a strong desire.
这是一个很强烈的渴望
God is attracted when we're hungry.
所以只要我们渴慕，就会吸引神
Hungry spiritually.
属灵上面的渴慕
Hungry to experience Him.
然后渴慕经历他
Psalm 27 and verse 4.
在诗篇二十七篇第四节
David says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life."To behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire or relate with Him.
大卫他在诗篇二十七篇他所讲，他说有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
David was the greatest warrior in the history of Israel.
在当时候，大卫已经是整个以色列最伟大的一个战士。
He led them to victory after victory.
他不断的引导带领以色列得胜。
His core desire, his deepest hunger.
但是他这个地方表达出他最大的渴望。
Is for intimacy with God.
就是要和神有亲密关系。
Notice his language. One thing, it's a priority.
你看到他用的词，他讲说有一件事。
one thing do I desire.
他说那是他最重要的事。
And I will pursue it.
就是我要求。
That means he's hungry.
那个求就是渴望。
I may dwell in the presence of God.
能够来居住在神的殿中。
To encounter his beauty.
就是去经历瞻仰他的荣美
，and to fellowship with him, be intimate with him,
而且和他有亲密关系。
So David had a deep hunger for God.
所以大卫他很深的渴慕神。
Hunger attracts God.
他非常的被神吸引。
Jesus said, "Those who hunger will be filled."
那耶稣他也应许，凡是渴慕神的就必得饱足。
Secondly, perseverance.
第二个是你要忍耐。
Perseverance.
忍耐。
If we go to build relationship with God,
如果我们要和神建立关系
we must persevere and not be discouraged easily.
那就是我们要忍耐，要坚忍，不要容易受到挫折。
People start praying and then they quit because they don't feel they get any result from it.
很多人他们开始祷告，没有多久就放弃，是因为他们没有立即看到果效。
But we must hold on to God's promise.
但是我们要抓着这个神的应许
and persevere.
然后忍耐到底。
Let me give you two scriptures.
给你两段经文。
In Hebrews 11 verse 6.
在这个希伯来书十一章六节。
This is what he writes.
这是这么写的。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
人若非有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。
He that comes to God must believe he is.
凡是到神的面前，必须相信神是。
And that he rewards those who diligently seek him.
而且相信他必赏赐那寻求他的人。
Notice diligently seek.
所以讲到说是要这个坚定的寻求。
God is not interested in a casual connection.
我们中文没有很清楚表达，但是他讲到是坚定。
He desires an intimate relationship.
所以他换句话说，他很渴望跟我们有亲密关系。
In any relationship,
在所有的关系里
，people don't automatically just share everything.
人们不会自动的马上就敞开自己。
They share progressively.
他们是一步一步的来。
As the level of trust and connection deepens.
而是在这个过程当中，他看到有更多的信任，他就会更多敞开。
You don't go up to a stranger and just tell them everything.
今天你也不会随便碰到一个陌生人就敞开你内心的。
Relationships are built by consistency.
所以一个关系建立是要靠持续不断的经营。
So we must be diligent in our pursuit of God.
所以我们一定要。这个坚定的去寻求神。
He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
然后就知道他是一个赏赐寻求他的人。
It may be unseen by people.
可能你外表人看不到。
But it's seen by God.
但是神都看到了。
In Luke 11 and verse 9, Jesus said, "Knock and keep knocking, ask, keep asking, seek, keep seeking."
路加福音第十一章九节，耶稣也讲到说，你既然叩门，就要继续的叩，然后寻求要继续的寻求。
For everyone who does these things, they will be rewarded.
凡是这么做的人，他们必得赏赐。
If we ask, God will answer.
我们寻求神就必被我们寻见。
That's why we need to persevere.
这就是为什么我们要忍耐到底。
So number one, hunger. Number two, perseverance.
所以第一个是渴慕，第二个是忍耐到底。
And we'll talk about building a habit of prayer.
所以，然后我们又讲到说，你要有这个祷告。
A daily habit, so it becomes a lifestyle.
就是要成为一个生活的模式。
And we start to reap the results.
那我们就可以有这个结果。
Thirdly, honor.
第三个就是尊荣。
At the core of all relationships is honor.
我们可以看到，不管哪一种关系，它的核心一定是尊重。
Honor means respect or value.
所谓的尊荣，就是说你看重尊敬。
In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6,
在马太福音第六章第六节
，Jesus said, "When you pray, pray like this."
那这个耶稣他说，你们祷告的时候要如此祷告。
Our Father who is in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We honor your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
In other words, he's saying.That when you come to God,
所以换句话说，你到神面前
，you must come with an attitude of respect and honor.
你应该要记着，你是带着一个尊重、尊荣的态度来。
Not disrespectful or casual.
不是一个用一种很随便的态度来。
Even if you think about human relationships,
如果放在这个人际关系上
，familiarity brings a disrespect.
我们很容易因为熟悉，我们就忘了尊重。
Whenever there's disrespect in a relationship,
任何一个关系只要没了尊重
，the relationship deteriorates.
这个关系就会变冷淡了。
If you disrespect someone,
你一旦不尊重一个人
，they will draw away from you.
对方一定会远离你。
When you respect and honor them,
如果你不断的尊重对方
，they are attracted to you.
他们会被你吸引。
So you notice in human relationships,
所以在人际关系里
，if we place honor and value on people,
只要我们看重人、尊敬人
，if we acknowledge them and honor who they are.
然后去尊荣他们的身份。
They are drawn to us.
你会发现他们会被我们吸引。
So one of the keys in building healthy human relationships.
所以要建立一个健全的人际关系。
Is to honor.
就是要尊荣。
So husbands honor your wife. Honor leaders in the church.
1
Peter 2, it tells us to honor all men.
彼得前书第二章清楚讲到你要尊荣众人。
Because honoring people, treating them with respect and value,
就是要待人以重,
will open their heart to us.
他们就会向我们打开心。
But treating them with disrespect,
你如果不看重他们,
being casual in that relationship,
太过随便轻忽,
will lead to a distance in the relationship.
人家就会想要远离你。
We must avoid familiarity.
所以我们要避免让自己变得太过熟悉。
Romans 1 and verse 21,
在罗马书的第一章21节,
it tells us this.
他就这么讲,
it said, because they knew God, when they knew God,
他们讲到说，当他们认识你，
they did not honor him as God，
他们虽然知道神，却不把他当作神荣耀他，
neither were they thankful to him，
也不感谢他，
so their foolish heart became darkened，
所以他们的思念就变为虚妄，
and they went into decline，
然后他们也就堕落了。
So you notice what it's saying there，
所以这个地方所讲的，
that the lack of honor，
就是他们没有尊荣了，
the lack of gratitude，
也就少了感恩，
caused darkness to come internally，
就让心变昏暗，
and then a decline away from God，
就开始远离神，
and into immorality，
然后最后就变成开始，
so the opposite is also true。
所以同样的也是，
if we want to draw near to God,
如果我们想要靠近神,
we come and treat him with honor.
我们一定要尊荣神。
Now this is a real problem in many churches.
在很多的教会都有这个问题。
People have forgotten why they come to the service.
很多人已经忘了他们为什么要到教会聚会。
People become religious.
他们变成就是一个宗教的仪式。
They come out of duty.
他们就认为这是一个责任。
They come out of habit.
或者是一个习惯。
They come with no expectation.
来到教会没有任何期待。
And so they arrive late.
所以他们就常常迟到。
If you had to meet an important person,
今天如果你跟重要人物有约会,
and they set an appointment time to meet,
他们已经跟你约好时间,
you would dress up your best,
你一定会穿好，穿上最好的衣服,
you would turn up early,
你也会提早到,
you would meet them prepared and expectant and on time.
你会做好万全准备, 然后提早去见那个人。
Yet people drift along to church,
可是很多人就这样赶赶赶,
赶到教会, arrive late,
他们很常就往往迟到,
arrive unprepared.
完全没有预备好。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Disrespect.
就是不尊重。
Dishonor.
不尊荣。
Now I know for many people,
我知道很多人,
especially for people with little children or babies,
尤其是有带小孩,
getting to church can be a big effort.
那当然他们那些人要去教会会很辛苦。
However, the issue at core is respect.
但是我们真的讲的是你的心态。
I have a meeting with God.
你要知道我要见神了。
I will turn up to give him the honor due to him.
我一定要好好的准备好, 然后把尊荣归给他。
Okay, so now let's give some practical keys.
所以我们来看一些实际的步骤。
How you can develop intimacy with Father in your personal life.
如何与你的父神建立亲密关系。
We read in Mark chapter 1 and verse 35.
马可福音1章35节。
Now when I come to church,
我以我个人到教会,
I arrive early,
我会提早到,
I arrive prepared,
准备的心态,
and I can't wait to participate in the worship.
迫不及待就开始敬拜。
Because for me, it's a meeting with God.
对我来讲, 我知道那是要来遇见神。
And by approaching it that way,
当我用这样的一个万全准备,
I experience them every time.
我每一次到教会都会经历神。
Now let's have a look at Jesus' prayer life.
我们来看耶稣的祷告。
In Mark 1:35, it says, Now in the morning, having risen a long time before daylight, He went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed.
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Jesus had a habit of prayer.
你就看到耶稣有一个祷告的习惯。
He built the discipline of it into his life.
他就让他自己养成一个祷告的生命的态度。
It was his priority.
那是他的优先次序。It
was where he drew strength and resources from.
那也是他不断支取力量和资源的一个方式。
Because he knew and understood that,
因为他明白,
he was faithful in prayer.
所以他就一直忠于祷告。
That's how they knew to find him in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这就是为什么看到他在克西马尼园。
It was his habit to go there to pray.
因为那是他祷告的一个习惯的地方。
Are you that predictable?
所以你就会发现可以预测的。
You have a habit of prayer?
你呢,你也是一样吗?
Would people know that you're going to be at a certain place at a certain time in prayer?
有人他想到你就会想到说,哦,对,你会固定到一个地方去祷告。
So to develop intimacy,
所以要和神建立亲密关系。
Notice what it says here.
你看到这个地方,
before daylight,
他说是天未亮,
still dark,
还在昏暗的时候,
Jesus arose to pray.
耶稣就已经起来祷告了。
So here's some practical keys. Number one,
所以有一个很实际的步骤。
Number one,
第一,
get a place alone.
找到一个你可以独处的地方。
You need to be alone.
你必须独处。
It's quite difficult to pray when there are many people around, many distractions around.
身边有很多的人就会叫你分心，你就很难祷告。
Jesus went to a solitary place.
所以耶稣找到一个独处的地方。
That meant there was no one there.
换句话说，没有人在那里。
He was alone.
他独自在那里。
He went at a fixed time, early in the day.
而且他是天未亮的时候。
While it's still dark.
就还在昏暗的时候。
Before all the busyness, before all the noise, before all the activity,
大家都还没有起来忙碌的时候，
it's a wonderful time to connect with God.
那是一个来接近神的一个很好的时间。
So number one, find a place alone.
所以第一个，找一个独处的地方。
Two, no distractions.
第二个，没有东西让你分心。
No cell phone.
没有你的手机。
No things that can distract you.
没有任何东西让你分心。
We need to give God our best attention.
我们要把我们最好的一个专注力交给神。
If I'm wanting to build a relationship with someone,
所以如果你今天要跟人建立关系，
and I'm talking to them,
我现在在跟他讲话，
and they're looking all around,
就发现他就一直在东看西看，
there's not going to be any form of connection.
你会发现跟他就很难有连接。
So no distractions.
所以第一个绝对不要分心。
Come into a place which is predictable.
你要来到一个你每一天都可以去的地方。
It's a place which you come each day.
是每一天都可以去的。
At a set time.
然后有固定的时间。
And you are alone with God for a period of time.
独自的来面对。花时间亲近神。
Number three,
第三
music. Music can help you with your in connecting with God.
音乐，通常音乐诗歌可以帮助你来跟神交通。
So I find it helpful to have with me music that can support what I want to do.
以我个人来讲，我就发现有一些诗歌就能帮助我更亲近神。
I choose the songs very carefully.
那我也很谨慎的来选择哪一种诗歌。
Not all music, Christian music, is useful for worship.
而且我也要讲，不是所有的基督教音乐都可以用来当作敬拜。
Some of it's very commercial in its writing and its flow. It doesn't come out of revelation.It doesn't come out of intimacy with God.
现在已经有很多基督徒写的诗歌已经都商业化，完全没有办法来建立我和神亲密的关系。
So I look for music which is honoring of God, which lifts my spirit, which encourages me to praise Him.
所以我会很谨慎地选择那些诗歌歌词的内容，它是不是会挑旺我的灵，让我来更多地信靠我的神，寻求我的神。
Music helps create an atmosphere.
然后这样的诗歌就能够营造一个氛围。
So I use songs. I make a playlist on my phone.
所以我就会用我的手机来播放这些诗歌。
And I just start the playlist going.
然后我刚开始一播放。
And it's energetic music.
而且是充满了力量。
To move me to express to God.
就会挑旺我来开始来向神来表达。
In Psalm 95,
比方说
and also in Psalm 100.
三十五篇还有三一百篇。
It says, "Come into His presence with thanksgiving."
他说你要以感谢来到神的面前。
Make a joyful noise to the Lord.
所以我就会开始向神来表达。
The Bible tells you how to come.
因为神说这个圣经说你要这样子的来。
Come into His presence with thanksgiving.
你要来到他的面前是带着感谢。
Enter His courts with praise.
你要以感恩以赞美进入他。
Praise is expressive.
所以赞美它是能够表达出来的。
Praise acknowledges what God has done.
就是来赞美他，他在你生命的作为。
Praise honors God for His great works.
你要赞美尊荣他的伟大的工作。
Praise is always expressive.
所以赞美一定是很有表达力的。
So I start coming in thanking Him.
所以我一开始我就马上是感谢他。
Praising Him strongly.
然后大大的来赞美他。
God gifts the gifts of tongues.
那神也给我们方言祷告恩赐。
As a way of strongly praising Him.
那这种你方祷告就可以大大的赞美。
That gift is available for all people.
那这个恩赐是给所有相信的人。
To help you in your prayer life.
帮助你在祷告生活上
面。The gift of speaking in tongues.
这个方言祷告。
It's called a language of the Spirit.
是可以叫做是一个灵语。
And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:14.
在这个哥林多前书十四章十四节。
When you pray in tongues, you're praying in your spirit is praying.
他讲到说你在方言祷告的时候，是你的灵在祷告。
And you are thanking and blessing God.
你就在感谢赞美神。
So it's one important prayer tool.
所以它是一个很重要的祷告工具。
So we need to start by thanking God.
所以我们要一开始先来感谢他。
Praising Him.
赞美他。
And express it.
然后不断的表达。
Be expressive.
你要成为一个很能表达的人。
Love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength.
用你的全心全意来向他表达你的爱。
Clap to Him.
甚至向他拍手。
Thank Him.
感谢他。
Be expressive.
你要努力的表达。
Let your body express.
用你全人全身体来表达。
Let your whole inner being arise to give Him something.
让你整个全人都兴起来向他表达。
Don't just stand there like this.
不要这样子握着这个双手抱胸。
Passive and shut down.
非常的这个被动。
Be expressive.
不是的，你要用全人来表达。
Be grateful to Him.
你要向他感谢。 感谢。
You know, in all communication,
在所有的沟通方式
，you put the passion in it.
你一定会想要热情的。
David was passionate.
大卫就是充满热情。
He danced before the Lord.
他甚至在神面前跳舞。
He worshipped strongly.
他是大大的敬拜。
God says, "I love this man."
然后神他就说，我真爱这个人啊。
He's a man after my heart.
他是一个合我心意的人。
He loves the things I love.
因为他我所爱的他也爱。
In heaven, the praise is expressive.
在整个天国也是都充满这样的一个赞美。
When the temple was built, they had 120 trumpets.
而且在我们看到说这个圣殿一盖完了之后，有100多个的这个号角。
Express your gratitude.
你要不断的表达你的感谢。
Build an atmosphere of praise.
你要用赞美来营造那个氛围。
Music can help with that.
音乐会对你有帮助。
When we praise the Father,
当我们来赞美神
，we need to connect in our soul with Him as well.
我们的魂也必须跟他连接。
Now, one of the big problems in prayer.
在祷告里面有一个问题。
Is constant distraction.
就是有很多事情叫我们分心。
Our mind looks this way and that way.
我们就开始往东往西看。
Our mind gets busy.
啊，我们的心思就飘了。
Now, if you're talking to someone,
今天如果你跟一个人讲话
，then you need to focus your attention.
你一定要专注在他身上。
When you focus your attention,
当你专注在对方
，it means you're resisting distractions.
换句话说，你就抗拒所有让你分心的。
And as you focus your attention,
当你专注在他身上
，your spirit opens to that person.
你的灵向他敞开。
You become conscious of them.
你就开始专注在他身上。
Of them.
你可以了解他的感受。
But if you get distracted,
可是你开始分心
，you feel a break in that communication.
你就会发现整个的沟通就被打断。
You would even experience that naturally talking to someone.
你跟一个人在交通的时候就有这种经历。
If they are listening and attentive,
你可以感受得到对方有没有专心听。
You feel the draw.
你就会觉得被他吸引。
If they get distracted,
可是你看到他分心
，you just know they're not listening anymore.
你就会发现他没在听你讲话。
You feel from within something has changed.
里面就可以感受到。这个氛围有了变化。
So when we come into the presence of God,
所以我们到神的面前。
Don't be looking all around.
你不要这样子，就是三心二意。
Don't let your mind wander off to try and remember everything you have to do.
然后不要一直去想啊，我待会要做什么。
If that's a problem, keep a list and write it down till there's no more to remember.
如果你还真的有事情要让你要去做，你就赶紧写下来。
Here's a key that will help you.
所以有一个关键。
Fix your mind as you pray.
你在祷告的时候要定睛。
What do we mean by that?
这什么意思？
Well, by that you put something in your mind to focus on.
就是你要让你的心思有一个东西可以让锁住你的心思。
So if I'm talking to Christine,
比方说我们现在在讲话。
Then I look at her.
那牧师就会看着我。
So my eyes are fixed on her.
所以他眼睛会放在我身上。
But if I was talking to her,
可是如果今天他跟我讲话。
And I'm looking around like that,
但是眼睛又飘到别的地方去。
She knows there's no focus, no connection.
我一定知道牧师他没有把心思放在我身上。
So a useful key in prayer,
所以你在祷告的时候。
As you pray,
当你祷告。
Put a picture in your mind.
你就要在里。心思里面有一个图画
any picture,
不是随便的图画
but take something from scripture,
而是从圣经里找出一个东西用一个经文
begin to meditate on it,
然后开始来默想
begin to picture it.
开始去想象
you might like to take the story of the prodigal son,
比方说浪子
In Luke 15:20,
路加福音十五章二十节
when the son was a long way off,
就是这个浪子还在远处
his father saw him,
父亲就看见
was moved with compassion,
就动了慈心
ran to him,
跑向儿子
hugged him,
抱住他
kissed him,
亲吻他
wept over him,
在他脸上哭泣
welcomed him,
欢迎他
now what a powerful picture,
这是一个多美的一幅图画
of God welcoming us,
就是父来迎接我们
as we come to him,
只要我们来靠近他
now if you would put that picture in your mind,
所以如果你的心思锁住
as you begin to pray,
然后就开始祷告
you begin to fix your mind,
就锁住在这个图画上
oh God is a loving father,
想说我的父亲充满慈爱
with tender eyes and countenance,
而他的这个温柔的脸
his arms are reaching out to me,
他张开双臂欢迎
I want to run into His presence.
我真的要奔向他
and honor Him and thank Him.
然后我就要尊荣他，感谢他。
So fixing your mind,
所以锁定你的心思意念
opens your spirit to engage and connect.
把你的灵敞开，开始跟他连接。
You'll feel the presence of God come.
你一定会感受到神的灵来到。
Just persevere with this.
所以你要忍耐到底。
As you become conscious of God,
当你越来越察觉神的同
在 then we begin to change from praise into worship.
我们就会从这个赞美改变成敬拜。
Worship we're soft and responsive to Him.
所谓的敬拜，就是我们开始来向他有回应。
It's much more gentle and tender.
他通常这个敬拜是更温柔。
Worship is our response to engaging His presence.
这个敬拜是因为我们开始进入到他的同在里。
So I change the music. I have a worship track.
那这个时候我就会改变我的音乐。
Tender worship song.
它是一个非常温柔、
柔和的。Simple words.
而且可能歌词不多。
That as I play them over and over.
那当我不断的重复，一直播放。
They keep my heart tuned. I love you, Father.
就会一直让我的心对准神。
I love you, Lord.
说父啊，我爱你。
So these things really help.
所以这些东西可以帮助你。
Now, after we started to experience the presence of God,
当我们开始经历到神的同在
，begin to interact with Him.
你就要开始和他有互动。
Talk with Him.
对他说话。
Begin to share your heart with Him.
把你的心向他敞开。
Share your feelings.
跟他分享你的感觉。
Share your struggles.
你的矛盾冲突。
Share the things that you're disappointed in.
那些你失望的事。
Share the things that are dear to your heart.
那些你关心的事。
Talk with Him.
跟他讲话。
Share and open your heart to Him.
敞开你的心。
One way of doing this is through journaling.
那有一种方式就是你要写日记。
You sit and write a prayer, write your heart out before you.
写下你内心所想，写下你的祷告。
And then begin to listen to him.
然后你就开始听他说话。
You'll find as you write prayers down,
你会发现如果你把祷告写下来，
and you begin to release them to the Father,
然后把它交到父的面前。
Often as you listen, you'll find God will speak to you.
然后你只要专心聆听，你会发现他开始对你说话。
When Father speaks to us,
当我们的父对我们说话，
it's always gentle and loving.
往往都是充满慈爱温柔。
My son, my daughter, I love you.
他一定会说我的儿子女儿，我爱你。
And if we will train ourselves to listen,
只要我们训练自己去聆听，
we can begin to write and journal, and God speaks to us.
就可以开始写下神对我们说的话。
Flowing thoughts.
那这些都是一直永流不断的意念。
That affirm us,
而且是肯定我们，爱我们。
And when we keep a journal,
只要我们一直持续写这种
日记， we can see what God has been saying to us.
就可以看得到神一直在对我们说的话。
How wonderful to be intimate with Father.
你就会发现靠近神是多美的事。
It's a part of your time in prayer.
那这是你祷告神。生命里祷告生活所做的事。
Why not learn to just rest?
那另外一个方式就是安息休息。
In Psalm 46 and verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God."
这是在诗篇四十六篇第十节讲说要安静，要知道我是
神。Let go your cares to Him.
把你的重担都卸给他。
The Bible says to cast your cares, the things you worry about, put them on Him. He cares about you.
圣经就说要把你的重担，把你所关心的事交给他，因为他关心你。
Take time to just enjoy being in His presence.
所以你要花时间去享受在他的同在里。
You'll find as you train yourself to do this,
你会发现只要你训练自己这么做，
it becomes easier and easier.
就会越来越容易。
As you build the habit in your life,
当你开始养成这个习惯，
you start to experience breakthroughs with God.
你就会开始看神的关系经历到突破。
Sometimes I turbo boost my relationship with God.
那有的时候我就好像是给他加了一把力一样。
Through seasons of fasting.
会透过禁食祷告。
Fasting is a great benefit.
那禁食是给我们很有，对我们很有益处。
In helping us engage with God.
让我们更亲近神。
Fasting weakens the flesh.
因为禁食是让我们的肉体受苦。
Fasting sensitizes your spirit.
然后让你的灵变更敏锐。
Fasting deepens the hunger for God.
禁食会让我们更渴慕神。
And fasting sows into your spiritual life.
那禁食也是对你的灵的属灵生命在耕耘。
So you reap a harvest.
那你就可以收割庄稼。
Jesus promised this.
耶稣他应许。
If you pray in secret,
如果你在暗处祷告，
Father will reward you openly.
你的父会在明处来奖赏你。
If you fast in secret,
如果你在暗处禁食，
Father will reward you openly.
你的父也会在明处来奖赏你。
So these are the secret things we do.
所以这些都是我们在暗处做的。
Time in the presence of a loving Father.
花时间亲近神。
What stops you?
那是什么拦阻你？
Make a start today.
你今天就开始做吧。
Build intimacy with Father.
与父建立亲密关系。
And watch your life change.
然后看着自己的生命开始改变。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。